Starting in Leipzig, Čiurlionis felt a growing craving for art. He pushed away his loneliness by painting. After returning to Warsaw, Čiurlionis enrolled in the Jan Kausik School of Drawing in 1902, and in March of 1904, when the Warsaw School of Art was founded, he immediately signed up for classes. The painter Kazimierz Stobrowski, born in historical Lithuania near Minsk, was director of the School of Art. Stobrowski was a patriot of his native country that had lost its statehood. The Warsaw School of Art, therefore, sought to continue the mission of Warsaw Art School that had been closed after the uprising of 1863. On the other hand, after studying at the art academies of St. Petersburg and Paris, and traveling extensively and becoming increasingly involved in the activities of the Polish Theosophical Society, the school's principal and his colleagues shaped the school's curriculum, focusing on the new trends in Western art. Čiurlionis attended classes taught by Konrad Krzyżanowski, Ferdinand Ruschitz, Karol Tichy, who all sought innovation in art. Colleagues valued Konstantinas as a musician and composer, and he regularly won prizes for his works in the categories of applied and especially pure art. As a result, he received bonuses and was even exempt from tuition fees for a year. While in Warsaw, Čiurlionis frequented the Krivult Salon, called the Zachęta. There he saw exhibitions of foreign and Polish artists. During his study years, Čiurlionis could see the works by renowned artists from Francisco Goya and Arnold Böcklin to Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec and James Whistler. He also saw works by young Polish artists here. At Zachęta, the Warsaw School of Art organized an exhibition of the works of its students, in which Čiurlionis' pieces attracted the attention of several buyers. The young artist also took part in the salons organized by Stobrowski, Ruschitz, and others, which were enlivened by many well-known young Polish writers, such as Stanisław Przybyszewski and Tadeusz Miczyński, as well as editors and literary critics such as Zenon Przesmyk and Artur Górski. Young art students periodically gathered also in a less formal environment, at Čiurlionis' place or at some other friend's apartments. In the photo, we see an informal gathering of colleagues from the Warsaw School of Art at the end of 1904. Fellow classmate Henrik Haydn, many years later, commented, "Do you see that piano? Very often, just like that night, Čiurlionis and Moravsky would play four-hand music of Bach and Mozart for us." During the summer, the Warsaw School of Art organized plein airs. The first field trip to paint in the fresh air was organized in June-July 1904. More than 30 students, among them Čiurlionis, traveled to Arkadia, the Radvila Manor Park in Nieborov near Lovich. It was created at the end of the 18th century by the wife of one of Vilnius' last high-ranking officials of Radvila family, Helena Radzivilova. When Čiurlionis arrived there, some buildings were still intact. The temple of Diana was gloriously reflected in the water of the pond. The Gothic house stood disguised in the shady area of the park, and the high priest's dwelling was still near the dark rock of Sibyl. Čiurlionis settled in on Poplar Island with Eugeniusz Moravsky and Jan Brzeziński. They painted with small breaks from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Only on Sundays did everyone go on outings. There were also literary evenings and readings from the Chimera magazine. After repairing the organ at the Temple of Diana, Čiurlionis and Moravsky began to organize concerts in the evenings, often enhanced by singing. The masquerade ball organized by the students was exceptional. Artists dressed in costumes envisioning shadows of the dead. The long-gone Elena Radzivilova was accompanied by Čiurlionis, dressed as the historian, writer, and poet Julian Urshin Nemtsevich, holding a parchment with the inscription, "Chronos will take everything away." Moravsky came dressed as the green muddy Aquarius. The dance music played during the night, and it was overpowered at dawn by loud, resonant organ chords coming from the Temple of Diana. This was how Čiurlionis and Moravsky had decided to greet the rising sun. For a very long time, many of the participants vividly remembered the extraordinary atmosphere of this event and the entire plein air. In the photo, we can see the participants of the plein air immortalized on the steps of the Temple of Diana, which is guarded by the sculpture of a Sphinx. Together with colleagues from the Warsaw School of Art, Čiurlionis also participated in a plein air in Esztergom, Silesia. In addition, he also had other opportunities to travel.